Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. I hope you all had a fantastic Independence Day. It got rained out for us. I don't know about where you are, but the fam of Casa de McCann, me, the wife, and the critter, we decided we were going to pretty. I mean, it was hot. Oh, it was hot. And we decided, okay, this is fine. We can walk down the street, watch the fireworks over rockets landing, and then come on home. I got my hot dog. I made some pasta salad. I just, everything that I shouldn't be eating, I ate. By the way, reintroducing beans to your diet after months of not touching them, not pleasant for those around you. Just saying. It's been gassy. Sorry. Jordan, how are you, sir?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. How was your Independence Day?
It was fine. Just fine.
You got rained out too, though, didn't you?
Yeah, we were talking before the show. It turns out we were going to go to the exact same place to watch the fireworks, and then, sure enough, the fireworks didn't happen.
Yeah, the sky opened. The day before was worse. It was like a tropical storm up near me.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to take 1 second. I'm sorry. I did not get you anything, but happy anniversary, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
It's this. I found a post. I go through the memories thing on Facebook, and mm-hmm. I said, on this date last year, you announced your first 3-week run behind the microphone and all the buttons. And, well, you haven't gotten a Saturday's worth of sleep since.
I've gotten a few.
A few.
Yeah.
Maybe not that many. More than me. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But if you only work on Saturday, you really kind of get up and have to go to work.
Right.
But at some point, we need to, well, we can do it now. World Cup, baby.
Yeah.
You're the sports.
Let's go USA.
What'd you think of the U.S.-England match? It's not a game. It's a match, folks.
A lot of Brits got their knickers in a twist over Alex Morgan's little tea-sipping celebration.
Well, I was on, I'm sure they got more upset when they made a goal and their player was offsides.
Yep.
And then they tried to get a penalty kick in. Our goalie went, boop, gotcha!
Stones.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I was up on the other side of Afton Mountain. we took the bikes out, and I'm glad to say I can still ride. It's been years, but I still got it.
The bike held up this time.
Oh, I took it to a place called 804 Motorsports.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out this guy, his family owned the Victory dealership where I bought my bike.
Right.
Now, my bike has had a stutter since it was brand new.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever been able to get it right. It ran like a rocket.
Nice.
It was just so, are you old enough that your family said, let's get in the car and go for a ride?
Yeah.
Okay, people don't do that anymore.
Oh.
And I can understand it. There's other stuff to do.
Yeah.
It was just so nice to get out and see parts of Virginia you never get to see.
Mm-hmm.
My wife had never even seen a mountain until I took her to Charlottesville.
Pfft.
Well, she grew up in D.C.
Yeah, well, you can go, I guess it would be like 90 minutes.
But they didn't.
No.
It's funny. It was when we go out on road trips and everything, she still has that city girl mentality, like, oh my God, a cow! And I'm like, yes, honey, there's a cow. It's horses! Yes, there's horses. I grew up with horses, so it means nothing at all to me, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
I think it's been a good year run. Let's say we keep going with it
Let's
for
do
a
it.
While.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, bro. We've got a metric
ton of stuff to talk about. Yes, we're going to be using the metric system today. I don't get it either. I really don't. I've tried. It's not working for me. I'm too old. But no, we have a ton of stuff to talk about, as usual, on a Friday night before I get to head off to Nighty Night Land, which was a little later last night than usual. Jordan, I found a binge watch for you and your girl.
Okay.
And for all my listeners, The Good Place.
I've heard of it, yeah.
You know what? I kind of saw the first couple episodes, didn't care. And then someone was telling me how great it was. My wife and I were looking for something to watch. We are hooked. I have never seen a show paint itself into a corner and back out of it so many times. I mean, just they're right there. You're like, okay, they're stuck. There's no place for this show to go. And boom, it goes. And here's the best part, friends, because I know there's a lot of people that listen to this show. They have more conservative views. I've gotten in trouble and yelled at for people that have seen me use a naughty word on Facebook, or if they listen to my podcast, Beer with Vets. I had one lady get very upset because I was cursing. It's a podcast. It's a different thing. And people that meet me sometimes go, "Wow, Richard, you have a little bit more of a potty mouth than I thought, because I listen to you on the radio." One, radio has rules. I'm not allowed to swear on air. And I never have. Never have. But in real life, you know, it's real life. I was raised, you know, when you're 10 and everybody you're working with day in, day out is men in their 30s on a construction site, you learn some stuff a little too young. But so one of the things I like about The Good Place is there's no naughty words. There's no real there's no sex. There's no real violence. I mean, it's just a sweet little clever comedy. And so I'm going to give a plug to that. If you're looking for a good binge, I say go for that. Things we have to talk about today, because it's pretty long. I bought an air fryer. I'm going to give you my review on that, because you see all these infomercials. Look what you can do. It's like the set it and forget it of the 2000s and teens. I got one because it was recommended to me. I'm okay with it so far. I think I might have just gotten sucked into something I shouldn't have. Possibly. And then again, I might be using it wrong. It's entirely possible. People have asked me things about this. Safe rooms and storm cellars. We can discuss that. Replacing water pipes in your house. If you got an older home, we can talk about that. Replacing your ductwork. Oh, that's going to be an interesting one, because things have changed drastically. Gray water plumbing. Wastewater. I can do that. There's one little thing I'd like to do to Casa de McCann, though. I haven't figured it quite out yet. People ask me about how to hide cameras in your house so people don't know they're being filmed. Personally, I don't think that's a great idea. I'd rather them know there's a camera there. I don't want them to feel safe around my house. Irrigation systems. People are asking me about all kinds of things. My wife is attempting to learn how to use cast iron to cook. That's fun-ish. And I have stories of things that happen in Florida, reasons why your kids should join the 4-H, and, well, a very sad story is about something that happened in Kentucky. So there is all kinds of things you can do, and call me at 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through with all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles, whatever's going on in your world. Please follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, because that way you can know what I'm going to be talking about on Saturdays, and you can add to the conversation. So this is the Home Show on News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. Chuck in Glen Allen, what's going on?
How you doing, Richard?
Excellent.
Good morning.
Thank you.
With the air fryer, it works better with frozen foods. Meaning, if you want to do like chicken wings, frozen foods really work well.
Now, see, I tried. Wait a minute. Last night I made chicken wings, all right? And I defrosted them because it still took like 30 minutes to cook them.
Remember, what an air fryer is it's a smaller version of your oven.
Yeah, it's a convection oven.
Exactly. So don't defrost it. Do it frozen, and it works a lot better. Trust me. I went through two of them so far.
All right. Okay. I bought the Ninja. It was like $80, and I
mean, they're all pretty much the same. Do vegetables. I mean, French fries. One, you know, do the red skin potatoes. Cut them up.
Now we
throw some olive oil, throw some seasoning on it, throw some rosemary.
I'll say this. I'm not a fan of sweet potato fries, but my wife made some, and it was the first time I've ever liked sweet potato fries. The very first time ever. Because they always taste
really good.
They always taste gummy. Okay.
But the cast iron pan, you know, I learned from my dad. My dad was a dairy farmer, and that's all he uses, cast iron. And one time I actually washed it, which did not know, and he went, hey, you know what, on me.
Here's the thing, okay? For years I've heard, don't wash your cast iron, and I get it. I mean, mine are so well seasoned that I can cook fish and beef in the same pan. That's how old and
yeah.
But honestly, these people that say, a little soap is going to destroy the – is it really?
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know
if it'll break it down. What the soap is supposed to be like a degreaser. And so what it does, it actually does take some of the seasoning off of it. Does it take all the seasoning? Probably not, but I would just hit it with some salt, you know, and just wipe it down with a paper towel, you're good to go.
When I'm done cooking, I wipe it out with a paper towel. Then I heat it back up with a little oil. And the salt, and then I just scrub it out with a paper towel. That thing comes out clean as a whistle.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why it lasts the test of time, it is cast iron, and there's a reason why my dad could cook an egg in it and it will not stick. I cook an egg in it and it sticks. I'm like, oh my goodness. He's so seasoned. Like you said, if you have it seasoned like you do, and my dad does. You don't have nothing to worry about.
True story, and yes, I am bragging. All right? When I went back home to Casa de McCann, I had lost all my pots and pans in the divorce. Okay? And I didn't care. It's gone. And my mother comes to me. She goes, Richard, I want to get you something for the house. I said, here's what I want you to do, Mom. Because she does all the yard sales and the flea markets and stuff.
God love her.
I said, Mom, my brother's getting ready. He's getting in the car as we speak. So I said, Mom, when you're at the flea market, I want you to find me the nastiest, grossest cast iron skillet. I don't care what it looks like, and don't pay over $3 for it. And so she shows up at the house with this big 12-inch cast iron skillet that was vile. I mean, it was rusted, and she was literally embarrassed to give it to me. The next time I saw her, the next time she came over to the house, I said, hey, Mom, I want to show you something. And I bring out this beautiful, slick, black 12-inch cast iron skillet. She goes, that's beautiful. Where'd you get that? I was like, you gave it to me.
She's probably like, can you do one for me now?
No. I love my mother. I love my mother, but she does not like to cook. And so she would prefer not to. So no, I'm not going to give her
one. Oh, God, love her. She's an awesome woman for getting you the pan. And I'm a flea market guy, too. If I can find something worth something, you know, and that's awesome. I mean, but the air fryer, you got to play with it. Give it a chance, but do not cook fresh stuff in there. Fresh stuff does not come out well. Frozen.
I will try. Okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll see what – I cooked tater tots in it the other day.
It was awesome. But, you know, you can get breaded chicken fingers or whatever, and it'll come out just like Chick-fil-A and everything else. You got to just watch it.
Yeah, we just got to not eat that stuff. All right, Chuck, thanks so much.
All right, buddy. Take care.
345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Okay, here's a story, and it's true. Yeah, okay, back to the cast iron skillet that my mom brought me. She did. She found me this, and it was all rusted. It was chewed up. You can bring those things back. Okay, old cast iron is the best cast iron. They make stuff now. You can pick it up at hardware stores. If you don't want a cast iron skillet, just go to a hardware store. You can pick one up. I strongly advise it. But when they say they're pre-seasoned, it's not true. It's not what I would consider pre-seasoned. But you find these old, ratty cast iron skillets that obviously somebody's abused. It got tossed in the shed or something. There's a couple of things you do. And here's how it works. If you want to restore an old skillet. One, scrub it out with soap and water. Yep, you heard me. To start out with, you scrub that thing out with soap and water. Use a Brillo pad if you want, because you're going to get all that rust off. And you're going to try to get back down to the metal. There's stuff underneath there that's good. Now, if it is super messed up, it's been, you know, there is a point of no return, like everything else. But if it's really, really dirty, there's two things you can do. One, I've done this. Put it in the oven and put your oven on clean and forget about it. Let it just run the clean cycle. That will work. That'll get you a little closer to where you want to go. Two, if you know any mechanics or machinists, you can have it sandblasted. Put it in a glass bead machine. Get all that rust off. You can do that too. But once you've gotten the rust off, the real trick is to take a paper towel, put some canola oil on it, rub the whole pan, I mean every piece of it, handle, inside, outside, the whole thing, and just rub it down. And then put it in your oven at about 200 degrees for 2 hours. Then pull it out, wipe it down with a dry paper towel, then wipe it down with oil again, and put it back in the oven. Oh, by the way, you put it in upside down. About if you're really interested, Good Eats just released. They're redoing their original series. It's called Reboot, I think is what they're calling it. He does a whole thing on seasoning cast iron. But honestly, I wouldn't cook. I do not cook on anything else. Everything from a spaghetti sauce to steak, all done in cast iron. So forget these Teflon pans. I haven't even tried one of these copper things yet. I'm not going to. Cast iron, all the way. You'll become addicted. I know I own 8 pieces. Yeah, and that's kind of small for me. That's a little less than I used to have. I need a new Dutch oven. My Dutch oven is gone. I miss my Dutch oven. It'll be all right. 345-1140, that's 345-1140, that's how you get through to the home show right here on News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. WRBA, welcome to the home show. 345-1140 is the phone number. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And don't forget, download the radio.com app. That way you can take the show wherever you go. And if you are one of those people who does not get to listen to the show live, I mean, why? I mean, it's only 6 a.m. on a Saturday. What's the big deal? I'm here. Jordan's here. Dennis is here. Get up. So it's only Saturday. Seriously, my wife slept all day yesterday. She was just gone.
Yeah, I pretty much did the same thing the last 2 days.
It's. I think 2 days ago I took like a 2.5 hour nap. I never nap, and I was just done.
Yeah,
just out. But I can't understand people not waking up at 6 a.m. on Saturday. what's the deal?
Yeah,
I mean, come on. But if you can't hear the show or you don't listen to the show live, remember you can go to WRVA.com, click on my smirking face, and download podcast of the show. And if you are listening to the show as a podcast, please tell your friends about it so that they can listen to the show too. I know we have listeners in Chicago, Ohio, North, South Carolina, Florida. We have some up north, D.C. area. Hi, Mom and Dad. So it's nice to know that we're getting out there to the peoples. So I put up on Facebook last night, where I was already working on the show. I get, even to this day, behind the scenes baseball, even to this day, I get a little nervous the night before if I'm going to have enough to talk about. I'm like, what if I freeze up? Oh, what if I lose it? So I asked for help. One of the things about growing up and growing older is you learn it's okay to ask for help. Speaking of baseball, Jordan, can I have your attention for a second?
You do.
Okay. I know that this is a big week for squirrels.
Yeah.
Because it's the All-Star game.
Yes.
And it's all week.
Yes.
I don't know. The game is what?
It's tomorrow. It starts tomorrow evening and runs through Wednesday.
Okay. I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah.
What's an All-Star?
They take the best players from all the teams in their league.
Uh-huh.
And the game is the Eastern Division versus the Western Division, because there's two divisions in the Eastern League.
Okay.
So all the teams from the Eastern Division play all the teams in the Western Division. Richmond's in the Western Division.
Uh-huh.
And so they have.
Wait, we're in the Western Division?
Yeah, we're the southernmost team in the Eastern League, because it's from Richmond. You got a team in Bowie, Maryland. Then you got teams all across Pennsylvania, team in New York, team in New Hampshire, team in Maine.
Because we're a subset of the Giants.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a sports guy, so when I hear All-Star, I'm like, I don't know what that.
Yeah.
So it's just like a best of.
Pretty much. It's an exhibition.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're expecting to see just amazing play is what you would be saying here.
Yeah, you would hope so, at least.
See, I was taught by one of our former sports guys that if you want to watch really good baseball, you watch single A or double A.
Right.
Because these guys will just kill themselves because they want to move up.
Yeah.
Triple A, however, those guys are not playing as hard because they don't want to risk an injury, because they're just that close to the ring. Am I still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when's the game tomorrow? Or is
the game is Wednesday. So okay. Tomorrow is like the kickoff event. Mayor Stoney, it's going to be like Mayor Stoney's going to say some words, but then they're having live music and food trucks on Browns Island, and that's free.
Nice.
So that starts at 4:00. Tomorrow afternoon, basically after the Squirrels game. The Squirrels have a game at 1:00 tomorrow afternoon. And then so you have that Sunday evening. Monday night at Virginia Credit Union Live at Richmond Raceway is the Big and Rich concert.
Gangster Country.
Pretty much.
Which I love. I came up with that idea 25 years ago and didn't do anything with it, and I'm glad somebody did run with Gangster Country.
Yeah, so that's Monday. Then Tuesday night at the Diamond is the Home Run Derby. They're having a celebrity Home Run Derby, but also the All-Stars. They're going to have a Home Run Derby.
What celebrities?
Brad
Pitt going to show up?
No, you have a former VCU basketball player. Aaron Brooks, the former New Orleans Saints quarterback. I think he grew up in like Hampton Roads, but okay. He's here. You know, just some people like that. And then Wednesday is the actual All-Star game.
All right. And all that, we're going to be covering a lot of this.
You can listen to the All-Star game Wednesday on our sister station, Sports Radio 910 The Fan. But everything else, you can, you know, go to squirrelsbaseball.com, buy a ticket. But the kickoff event on Browns Island is free.
All right. So after World Cup tomorrow, I could go to Browns Island.
Yep, you can go to Browns Island and then go home and watch the men's U.S. national team probably get beat by Mexico in the CONCACAF Gold Cup final.
Oh, I'm not interested in the men's world. I'm not interested in the men's soccer.
You don't
team.
Want to watch El Tri beat the U.S. men's national team?
You know what? I know this is going to sound crazy, but I do get a little hung up that our women's team are what, two-time world champions?
Three-time
world champions. Getting ready to be four.
Yep.
And yet they are so drastically underpaid compared to our men who have nothing.
Yeah.
It does bother me a great deal.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get into it, but it's there. It's in the back of my mind. But I will be at Rosie Conley's tomorrow at 10 a.m.
There you go.
To watch. Because if you're going to watch World Cup, watch it with Brits.
Yeah.
Always. I listened to a guy call somebody a Muppet. I didn't know. What are you doing, you Muppet? I'm like, that's the greatest moment of my entire life. A Brit just called somebody a Muppet.
Awesome.
345-1140 is the phone number. I apologize for getting way off topic. So people have been calling me up and or sending me messages about stuff they wanted to, me to talk about. Marty Chapman wrote in, crawl space vents and vapor barriers. I'm not doing that. He said kidding. Have you ever talked about safe rooms and storm shelters? I've touched on storm shelters. Remember, I mean, we do get weather, but not nearly the kind of weather that they get like, well, in the Midwest, where, you know, severe blizzards, tornado alley, that kind of situations. But we have been known to get the occasional tornado. I mean, if you go out to the Midlothian area, that building is still flat on the ground from the tornado we got last year. So if you are worried about severe weather, if there's a tornado warning, remember some of the things that you've been taught over the years, some of which are true and some of them aren't. One, if you've got a basement, get into it. I have a basement. I don't think I'd buy a house that didn't have a basement for no other reason. It's just it's extra space. It is a safe place. And I like a basement. It's nice and cool down there. I got to clean up mine. Mine's a disaster, but I like to have a basement. But if you do not have that, try to get into maybe a hall closet down on your first floor. More specifically, if you have a closet that goes underneath a set of stairs, that's like the most reinforced section of your whole home. That's pretend you're Harry Potter and get underneath the stairs. If you do not have that, we've always been told, oh, get into a doorway. No, don't do that. What you would do is climb underneath your dining room table. I know you think the dining room table isn't really as, sturdy as some of the other places in your home, but that's what everything I've read is that's probably the sturdiest place you can be underneath the dining room table. So that's where I would look, hall closets, even the bathroom. You know, the bathroom's a pretty small, dense, compact walls together. So that, but you want to stay away from windows and doors. That's the big one. I remember as a kid, I mean, talk about old wives' tales. My mother would tell me, well, if a tornado comes, you just open up all the windows in the house and the tornado will pass right through it. No, it won't. No, Mom, love you. Mean it, but no, it really won't. Now, safe rooms, that's something completely different. I am yet to meet anyone that has a safe room, or as most people call them, a panic room. If you need a panic room, there is something going on in your life that you need to deal with. Because that means either you've ticked somebody off or... Well, I'm going to go with that. Or you, somebody wants to rob you. That's where I'm going with that. So a safe room, if you really need to build one, I would advise this. Find a room in your house that you can get to quickly and replace the door. I've said it a million times. It doesn't take a thief. It just takes a rock. Well, most houses, the doors going into their various rooms are these hollow core cheap doors that I personally have punched through. You want a solid door, and you want a solid lock. And then possibly, if you really are that scared, put more than one lock. Distribute them high and low. That way, it's going to be a lot longer for someone to get in. But honestly, if someone's invading your home, the best thing you can do is hide and call 911. That's all you can do. Do not confront these people. We've got a story about this later. That's just bizarre. I'm going to have Dennis come in and talk with me about it because I found it and I was like, what is this? But as far as a safe room, just replace the doors, replace the windows, and make sure you're secured. My name is Rich McCann. This is The Home Show. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. In the next hour, Dennis Edwards is going to be joining me here in the Home Improvement Shop. We're going to be talking about something that happened out in Chesterfield that freaks me out, but we'll talk about that later. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, 345-1140. Stacy wrote to me. By the way, okay, somebody else just sent me a message, and it was Lee. I appreciate it, Lee. And there's this video going around about how to patch sheetrock by cutting the whole square, then taking a piece of sheetrock, cutting back so that it's just paper, and then mudding in the paper. That doesn't really work. I mean, it looks nice. Don't get me wrong. It really does. But it has no real structural integrity. If you're going to do that, if you have a hole in sheetrock, the very best thing you can do is cut it square, get it, you know, make it a clean hole, then take like a piece of 1x4, cut it long, slide it into the hole on either side of your now squared off hole, and screw it into the sheetrock above and below. And then when you put your patch in, you can screw it to that wood. It's going to add some, not a lot, but some structural integrity to it, because now you're distributing the force. Think about a tractor trailer that has extra tires it can drop so it can carry more weight. Kind of the same thing. But Lee, I appreciate you sending me the video, but that's not the way I would do it. Just saying. Maybe I'll put up the video later. So Stacy wrote in, Richard, someone who can fix old, very old water pipes so we can have our water hose working again. Okay, first of all, you guys know, you're well-versed in it at this point. If you ask me for a plumber, I'm going to tell you to call Bremac. Done. Okay? I like those guys. Always have. And they have really good plumbers. They've done work for me. You know, I didn't have time to do it. They just took care of it. Worked out just fine. But old water pipes in houses, that is something I can relate to. Like a lot of people in Richmond, believe it or not. I mean, we have some pretty old houses in Richmond. Don't get me wrong, most of Richmond burned. And by the way, we burned it. For those of you who... The Yankees burned us down. No, we set the fire. But a lot of houses in the city still have old galvanized screw water pipes. Now, that's what they had at the time. And when I go into those houses, instead of being that guy that goes, man, I can't believe they got all this galvanized, first thought in my head was, wow, can you imagine what it took to have all of this galvanized? I mean, I used to thread pipe for my dad. We had this huge machine. It was called a mule. And all it did was spin pipe, and then you could, you know, tap it and thread it and all that. And it was a beast. And it was a pain, and I hated doing it. It took hours, and I was the one who had to thread it, and I had to cut it, and all the oil everywhere. And I think to myself when I go into these houses now, you know, that was before this machine existed. This is back when they had to do all of that cutting and threading by hand. Big old machine, you know, hand dies. That would take forever. And yet these guys, they're just, they all in a day's work, doop, doop, doop. So if you have old galvanized pipe, yeah, it does need to be replaced eventually because like any steel, if it's got water going through it, it's going to rust. Now what happens worse is when there doesn't have water going through it. So you go into a house that's got galvanized water pipes, and the water's been turned off for a while, that's when they really rust solid. I have a water line in my kitchen. The water was turned off for a while, and it rusted shut. I couldn't get it to it. I can't gut the wall. Not yet. I'm going too soon. Real soon. The kitchen is going to be gutted. It's a job I'm not looking forward to. But I couldn't get any water through the line, so I ended up taking that CO2 flusher that I use for flushing out lines on my HVAC, and I actually blew the line clean. I don't know how it worked. I was just happy it did. So if you have old galvanized, the best thing you could do is have it replaced with PEX. Now, I know a lot of people like, you know, oh, copper is the way to go. I hate doing copper. I've never liked installing copper. I've never liked, you know, all the cleaning and cutting and sanding and then fluxing and soldering. I don't like having open flames in somebody else's house, because what if I screw up and something catches on fire? I'm just too darn nervous. I can solder a pipe. I still can, but I'd prefer not to if I can help it. Now, there are a couple of different ways of going about copper these days that are versus the old way. We've all seen the shark bite fittings. They work great. They're not supposed to be buried in walls, as far as I understand. I could be wrong. I know the plastic ones aren't. But the thing about shark bite fittings are those things are expensive. I mean, they're very expensive. If you're doing a quick fix, a quick patch, I'll grab a shark bite in a heartbeat. Click, click, and I'm done. But for doing an entire house, it's just not viable as far as cost. Now you got the new stuff called ProPress. This stuff is cool. You cut your copper, you slide it into the fitting, and then you have this compression machine, basically the size of a really good cordless drill. And you just lock it over the ring, and once you squeeze that trigger, you're done, because it's not going to stop. And you compress it. It's sweet. Again, the fittings are a little bit more expensive, and the machine is very expensive. A couple of times I've used it, I just borrowed one. Not very often. So then we came up with PEX, and PEX has been really, really good. It's been a great product. I have it in my house. One of the very first things I did to Casa de McCann was rewater pipe it, because it needed it desperately. I didn't have a laundry place. I took care of that, installed that all in the bath into the basement. So, you know, that's what I did. But now we're having this problem that our government, in their infinite wisdom, decided that brass should not contain any lead. It had to be pure brass. That's become a problem. Because the problem with pure brass, much like copper, is it wears away. So I now know plumbers, my father being one of them, who's going out to houses and he's gutting all the brass fittings out of a house because they start popping pinhole leaks because they didn't have enough lead in them to make them viable.
Lead'll kill you, Richard.
Another story for another time. But now PEX has come out with plastic fittings. I haven't played with these yet, but they have been approved by the manufacturer. They've been approved by the plumbing code. So now we have, you know, another thing that will not rot away. Now, PEX never is pretty. I don't care. I am a function over form guy. My father and I will. My father's plumbing is beautiful. His water pipes are straight, even though this stuff, it's floppy, it's flexible. Mine are pretty good. Not quite as nice as his, I'll admit it. But the nice thing about PEX is you can redo a whole house, one bathroom. You can do that in a day. It's not really that hard. So for Stacy, here's what I'd say. Call Bremac, have them come out there, put in a new frost-free hydrant. That way you don't have to cover it in the wintertime. And just PEX it over to whatever piping you got. Maybe they'll have to break something loose and put in a threaded fitting. It's possible. But if you've got all galvanized, it is time for all of that to go. Just get rid of it. It's a nightmare. Because it's eventually going to rust. This is why I have to open up a wall in my bedroom to replace two galvanized lines. I'm going to have Bubba come out and fix my walls when it's done. And when I gut the kitchen, I have to rip out the galvanized that's in the wall that feed the kitchen sink. There you go. It's all going to have to come out. And I've got to gut walls to do it. My name is Richard McCann. That's McKANN. I appreciate you getting up early with me. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, hosting The Home Show. We take your calls at 345 345- 1140. You can follow me on Facebook. You can also follow WRVA. We also have a Facebook page, so check it out. It's time for news with Mr. Dennis Edwards. And then more of your calls on the Home Show.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. I hope everybody had a wonderful Independence Day holiday. It's still kind of going on for a lot of people. For me, I guess. Reminding everybody, though, that there's going to be quite a bit of traffic on the road, so let's be safe out there. And if you are passing through our beautiful state and you like what you hear from this show, remember you can go to the radio.com app, download it, and you can listen to the show whenever you want or visit our homepage, wrva.com. You can download podcasts of the show that go back well over a year. Jordan and I are celebrating 1 year of him being my producer today, which is kind of cool. I haven't burned him out yet. See, I used to joke if they wanted to, you know, someone to quit, they would just put him on my show because, you know, nobody wants to wake up this early, except for people that do John Reed's show. Got to take a minute. I saw this article, and I put it up on my Facebook page. It's from Farm Journal's Pork. Yeah, okay. I didn't know there was a Farm Journal, but I'm sure there is. And it says, 10 reasons your child should join FFA or 4-H. Now, for those of you who don't know, FFA is Future Farmers of America. And the 4-H is a youth organization that yours truly was a member of. Started out doing the Cub Scout thing. We did it for a year. It was all right. I liked it. It was... You know, it's a lot of boys, and my mom, I don't think was into it. You know, she has horses, and we lived on a farm, so she was much more into the animals. And when I was in it all those years ago,
back in my day,
that was 90% of it. It was very animal oriented. Now those things have changed slightly. It changed while I was there. There's plenty of people in my group that, you know, they didn't have horses or cows or pigs. I knew one group that they started up, and they were based on dogs. Everybody had a dog, so they created their own 4-H group. But I will say this. I don't think I'd be the person I am today if I had gone any direction other than 4-H, because it offers so much more than just, this is how you lead your horse. Don't get me wrong. I have great memories of going to the state fair for the 4-H horse show. Great memories. It would be a week long. All day, every day. Sometimes we would volunteer to do something as simple as open the gates. And you're just out there all day in the sun. All you do is open and close the gates so they could get the horses come in and come out. It sounds boring, but I still have fond memories of it. Hanging out with my friends. A lot of the people that I knew back then, I'm still a part of. So some of the reasons, though, I would like to bring up, if you're thinking about looking for something for your kid, get them out of the house. Get them into a social group. That was very social for me. I did not do great in school. I was a really awkward kid in the 4-H. I kind of blossomed. Number one, leadership skills. Absolutely. Leadership skills are one of the things you learn in 4-H, because each club has a hierarchy, a president, a vice president, secretary, treasurer, all of that, just like you would in schools. This is something you can teach your kids. Maybe they're not going to get a chance to be president of their senior class, but they could be president of their 4-H club. They can be involved. Knowledge of agriculture. I hear people talk all the time about the environment, but what do they really know? If they're not out there learning about it, learning about how to grow things, I mean, let's face it. All you need is, you know, a shovel and some seeds, and you can feed yourself if you know what you're doing. Healthy living. Both organizations provide the building blocks towards a healthy lifestyle. Members learn about food, where it comes from, how to keep it safe, environmentally friendly. Also bring a gap between rural and non-rural folks. That's another thing. People really look at things like the 4-H, and they think, well, that's for country kids. I live in the city. Doesn't matter. They can come together. There's still some good steps there. Confidence. Now, this is one of the ones I'm going to point to. I remember my first time public speaking. I was terrified. Absolutely terrified. Standing up in front of a group and giving a speech. But my mother and I, when we sat down, we wrote something out. I did most of the work. My mom helped polish it up. I practiced and practiced. And then I got up in front of a large group of people and I gave a speech. That's one of the biggest fears of people on the planet, is speaking in front of others. It's something you need to learn. It really helped me. I mean, Lynn, how many people do I talk to every Saturday? Good sportsmanship. This is another one. And this was something even back then. You know, we live in a time where everybody gets a trophy. Back then and even now, whatever you're competing in, they're going to critique you. If you did great, then you did great. But if you needed some work or it wasn't as up to snuff, they're going to let you know. And it's good to know, okay, I could do better. I tried. The fact you tried is a step, but it's not perfect. You just tried. There's more that you can do. Work ethic, again, big time. Part of the 4-H and FFA, learning how to do stuff and sticking with it. Community service, we did a lot of that. I've belonged to other groups that kind of focused on their own group. If I'm going to get my kids or your kids or any kids into something, I want to make sure that it gets out there and helps the community. Again, get them out of the house, get them away from the phone. Lifelong friendships is absolutely true. I am 47, and there are literally people in my life that I have known since I can remember. I have a friend. Her name is Denise. Her and her husband were getting married in Bath County, and I lived in Manhattan. We met through the 4-H. I traveled 7 hours. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRBA. 345-1140 is the phone number. Joey in the fan.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Joey.
Yes.
Yes.
What I was trying to say was what you had commented on earlier, how important it is to be a scout. Let's be correct about it these days. Then I went through the Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts, then joined the Marine Corps after I graduated high school.
Holy cow.
And then... I'm 51 years of age now, did 18 years in the Marine Corps, retired now, and got a little house down here in the fan, which I got a good deal on, actually.
That's nice.
And property value is going through the roof. But back to what you were saying, how important it is to a brotherhood or a friendship and or just getting your children outside and meeting people. Opposed to sitting inside on the telephone and on the video games.
Hey, you know, Joey, I'm going to take it one step farther, okay? Because you said once you turned 18, you joined the Marines. So you went from one brotherhood to another. A lot of people don't make that step. But for adults, I think it's equally important for them to get involved in things that are not popular anymore. Now, the Lions Club, the Rotary. Freemasons, you know, I'm a member of the Freemasons. We used to be 350,000 strong in Virginia. Now it's 35,000.
Wow.
Because because my parents' generation, because you're closer to me than you are to my dad. Our parents didn't join stuff, and a lot of those social groups really took a hit because they missed an entire generation. And then when you and I came along, we didn't have anybody to look up to say, okay, you should join this. So, you know, those types of organizations really have taken a hit over the last 2 to 3 generations.
That's right. I agree with that.
I do. I'm glad you do. But, you know what, Joey, I mean, Eagle Scout, that's a tough one. That's a really hard one.
I just remembered going up to the Blue Ridge, the mountain line, and we were going to the Blue Ridge Parkway up that way. And I don't remember the county, but we had to survive. You had to fish with a string, a hook. You had to rough it. You had to make it.
Well, you know, Joey, no kidding. Just recently, I was up in Charlottesville, and where I was, I love Charlottesville too. But where I was, there was a lot of used bookstores, and the one book I have been looking for years is an older copy. I'm talking like late 60s, early 70s copy of the Boy Scout Handbook.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I've read the modern one, and it talks about how to use a GPS, and I mean, just a lot of, I'm looking for the one, because if I remember correctly, there was very little difference between the Boy Scout Handbook and the Army Handbook when they first came out.
Very little difference.
So I'm still looking for that, but Joey, I appreciate you calling in, bro.
I'm going to find one for you, and I'm going to find it during the week, and I will call you back next Saturday in the morning and let you know that I found it.
I appreciate it. Believe it or not, my very first pocket knife was a Boy Scout pocket knife that my grandfather gave me, and I still have it to this day.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Joey.
You have a great day.
Thank you. I will. 345-1140. Yeah, get the kids involved. But now, see, I'm going to bring it up again. As an adult, you can get involved with stuff too. I spoke at a Rotary Club the other day, about a month ago, 2 months ago. It was sad. There wasn't that many people there, but you know what? They still plugged along. Try to make the community better. Speaking of making the community better, Mr. Jordan, sir, I need you to soup up the car. And we're heading down south.
It happens in Florida.
Now, most of the time when I do something like this, it's something ridiculous. And trust me, there's no level of end to the amount of ridiculousness. But I saw this one, and I want to give Florida some props. Florida inmates spend 4th of July comforting shelter dogs from fireworks. I've seen a lot of stories like this. Dogs at a Florida shelter won't have to endure 4th of July all alone. The animals, known to be frightened during one of America's favorite pastimes, will be comforted by Belvard County inmates on Thursday. The sheriff's office said a number of citizens contacted them volunteering to help comfort the dogs at the animal care center during fireworks displays in the area. Oftentimes, dogs will get anxiety and frightened because of fireworks and other loud noises that can be heard in the 4th of July, so a number of our citizens offered to help us this year by comforting them and trying to keep them calm. Belvard County authorities said that while they appreciated the offer, the agency has created a new program that will not only help our dogs, but will also help add purpose to the lives of inmates incarcerated in the Belvard County Jail. A group of 15 inmates will reading to the shelter dogs, playing with them, and feeding them treats, even some sorbet. Evie said while their goal is to help the dogs, they also wanted to help, quote, help build and install a sense of purpose and compassion to the inmates that will hopefully aid them as they transition back into society once they've served their time. The upside for the inmates is they've learned to care for something, to be compassionate about something, and I think it's a win-win for everybody across the board, the sheriff of the program said. I think that's wonderful. You know, we have more people incarcerated than anybody else in the world, and, you know, eventually they've got to get out. And something like this, I think it's fantastic. So, way to go, Florida. 345-1140. Joyce and Chester.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Joyce. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I have I was a 4-H member pretty much from the time I was 9 years old. And you were talking about the public speaking. I did the public speaking contest when I was 12 in front of a whole auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest thing about that for me was Old De Niro was the MC, and I was going to get to meet him.
Alden, and you know, he passed long before I got here.
Yep.
But I swear his ghost roams these halls because he was the king of radio. He was the king of Richmond, which wasn't bad for a guy from Jersey.
Right, my family listened to Alden Arrow every day. And it was a great thing for me to get to meet him.
Well, Joyce, I'm glad, you know, because public speaking is very difficult for most people. And that was one of the big things for me. We had public speaking and we had public demonstration where you had to get up and show people how to do stuff.
Oh, yeah. We had demonstrations and I lived on the farm. So I had sheep project, beef project, poultry project.
We did.
In addition to sewing and cooking and
we did
participating in the fair, and
we did horses and ducks. That was ours. And hey, my duck won one year at the state fair. I was pretty proud of him.
Right.
Joyce, I appreciate you calling in.
All righty, thank you.
Get a sip of water. That cough sounds bad.
Right.
Bye. I'm telling you, kid, get your kids involved. I think it's fantastic. I'm glad they still exist. You know, sometimes things just lose some of their shininess. But anything. I was saying earlier, if your kid's one of those people that gets intimidated. I was intimidated by the kid as a kid. I was picked on as a kid. Another thing you can do, get them involved in martial arts. Worked for me. Doesn't mean you can, I don't know, kung fu chop a board in half or anything like that. It's just a matter of confidence. It's just a matter of community. It's just a matter of belonging to something. You know, with a like-minded group going on, and common goals, it does wonders. Wonders. Right now, there's people listening to me that have been that have known me since I was 10. To all of them, I apologize. So, there you go. 3-4-5-11-40. By the way, Jordan, at some point this week, I'm going to try to be limber enough to try the bottle cap challenge. I saw Jason Statham do it. So
there have been. I'll have to show you this video. It's pretty funny.
How hard could it be? I mean, it's. I'm gonna get a really big bottle. That's the thing. It's gonna be like a jelly jar or something like that, so I can't miss. 3-4-5-11-40. That's how you get through to the home show. It's just about time for some news. See you soon. McCann News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Let me take a call here. Jim in Midlothian.
Yes, Rich, your comments on 4-H and so forth, I'm reminded of a statement Einstein made many years ago. He said, I fear the day when technology overtakes human interaction because we'll have a world of idiots. If he were alive today, he'd already see it.
You know what? Elon Musk was recently, I was listening to him speak, and he's like, we're already cyborgs. We're cyborgs, except a computer is not in our head, it's in our hand.
Yep. Mm. It's instant knowledge, and they don't even understand the question.
That's a big, I've had that conversation. They have all the, people have all the knowledge of the world, but no experience to process it.
That's right.
Jim, I appreciate you calling in.
All righty.
Later. Bye. Bye. All right, 345-1140. I am joined by Mr. Dennis Edwards. How you been, bud?
You know, doing real well, man. Trying to keep cool in all this heat.
It's been hot.
God knows. You look around and you're like, my goodness, you know, those cool temperatures don't look so bad, you know.
I will take the heat. My theory is you can always take clothes off.
This is true.
Okay. And it's just me and my wife, so.
Well, I'm sure you can find creative ways to stay warm.
I can figure it out. So, you know what? You talk about the heat. Heat makes people crazy.
Apparently.
And this story is fascinating me on so many different levels. I think it's being glossed over by people, but there is a lot of different
facets.
Well,
it's hard to ignore this one. It really is very hard. This is an extreme case of someone breaking into somebody's house. Not only is it extreme the way they did it, but also the fact of who did it. And you're looking at an individual, a woman, who apparently breaks into the house. She's naked.
This is in Chesterfield County, people.
Yep, in a pretty nice neighborhood, in a brand new home that this family just moved into. Now, the family talked to News 8 exclusively, and they were very clear as to what was going on here. But what they're telling the public right now, they had to fend off a naked woman who was intruding, broke into their home on South Twilight Lane.
Now, if I can stop you just for a second, she broke in through the basement.
Yes.
And people don't realize, you know, those windows, it doesn't take a thief, it takes a brick. If you do need to secure your home, I replaced the windows on my basement. One of the first things I ever did, because I knew that was a serious vulnerable spot. So I wanted to bring that up. You know, make sure that your home is secured.
I think you're right about that. But in a lot of homes that are larger and they have these large lots, the basement is so much distance from where the family is, you know, when it comes to being inside the house.
Well,
you can have a basement with sliding doors and the family has to come a couple of flights down in order to get to whoever's involved.
And to that right there, if you put in a security system, you can put in sensors that are called glass breakage sensors. And these sensors know what broken glass sounds like.
Yep.
And sets off the system. So just a point I wanted to make while we're going
through
the story.
That's a very good point, because then it gives you an opportunity to make some different decisions.
Yes.
But apparently this woman broke in. She came at the owner, the husband. He found out about it, went down, tried to stop her, and he wound up firing 39 shots. He called it a traumatic experience for the entire. It was the first night in their brand new home. And the wife, Melissa Lewis, says, you know, she thought the lady was out to kill her. The whole family winds up beating her up.
The whole family. Okay, now, backing up just a little bit, first of all, and I know people hear the word high-capacity magazines all the time in the news. A high-capacity magazine is 30 rounds. It's unwieldy. It's huge. Almost nobody has them. He fired 39 shots. That means he probably has a standard magazine that he reloaded more than once and still did not hit this person.
Well, apparently there was blood on the scene, and there's no indication as to whether or not. No one is saying whether or not or how many times the individual may have been wounded, but there's no indication that anybody in the family was wounded.
Which, again, is for those people out there that are thinking about getting a firearm in your home, which I don't discourage that. I'm going to encourage you, please get some training, because he fired 39 shots in a home with his family there. That's not a good situation.
Well, you know, when it's difficult to be able to judge anybody's decision-making in a situation like that, but the point you're making is very, very, very...
Well, no, it's difficult. It's difficult for a journalist to make that. I'm not a journalist. Let's keep remembering that.
Well, we know, but what I'm getting at is that when people are panicking and their families involved and all this stuff is going on, you're right. There needs to be better training in general for people, but the place looked like a war zone afterward. There's blood-soaked carpeting. The walls and windows are riddled with bullet shell casings all over the place. And the husband didn't want to go on camera, but he said, you know, he needed help getting this person out of this house, and she was saying that she was the devil.
Well, the wife reportedly just kept pounding this woman in the face.
Beating, yes.
And their 12-year-old hit her in the neck with a wrench.
Yeah. Whatever was apparently available. She apparently had a blue ponytail, broke into the basement around 10:30 on the 4th of July. She was laughing, apparently they're saying menacingly. Of course, we don't have the other side. But she looked possessed, is what the husband said. Her eyes were completely black, like saucers. She was laughing like it was a joke. And fearing for his life, you know, the father of three grabbed the pistol, gave verbal warning from what we're being told, with his family asleep upstairs, he opened fire. And all of the things you're talking about, you know, they're things that I'm sure are going to be part of the investigation. The police will make determinations about all of that. But they said the house looked like a war zone.
Okay, now
39 shots in walls and everything.
In the article, he claims that he's fired a warning shot, which you don't do. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I know this sounds absolutely horrible of me, but if you draw a firearm, you don't fire a warning shot.
Mm.
You've made a commitment at that point that you are going to kill someone. And I'm still blown away by 39 shots, how that happened. It blows me. But she said she was the devil.
She said she was the devil. She was not stopping. He said she had the strength of four grown men. And, you know, I think some of the facts of the dynamics, you know, they definitely bear that out, because it took the whole family to kind of subdue this person. And when he ran out of bullets, he began throwing furniture at her. His wife and children eventually jumped in and attempted to stop her. The intruder didn't stop until one of the children, the 12-year-old, shoved a wrench into her neck. None of this is, you know, how do you judge how people do these things? Police have to look at that. But you're right. There are things that people who are familiar with guns know that you don't do, and they understand. Mm-hmm. However, in this situation, it was such an extreme dynamic. I think that you got adrenaline coming in, fear, first time in their own house, not expecting this kind of thing. No excuses, just perspective.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, now I'm going to say this, you know, hindsight 2020, but I'm going to say this to all my listeners. If something like this occurs, run. Just get out of that. Grab your family and get out of the house. Call 911. I got chastised by a cop that I had in here one time. I said, I heard a noise and I started sweeping my house with my firearm. He goes, yeah, they could take that away from you.
Yes, they can. And you're right. Exiting the house, let the professionals come in. Let them deal with it. And, of course, if that had happened, you'd have a whole lot less damage to a brand new house. But detectives are telling the family that the suspect lives nearby and will eventually be charged with robbery, breaking and entering, and attempted murder. She's at the ICU with severe head trauma. So, and also there's going to be a psychiatric evaluation and any number of different things involved.
And, of course, a drug screening is going to have to be done.
All that. You don't know what could be at this, because there are certain drugs and other things involved that can create this kind of behavior.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's go back to the eyes were solid black. My father claims that he saw me so mad one time that my eyes did that. I've never seen another person do it, but
I could see you getting that.
But I mean, this, I'm going to assume she was on some kind of drugs. I'm making that up. But one of the reasons I asked you in here, and because we only got 3 minutes, but you are a theologian.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
yes,
not.
Yes, I am.
I am not. I'm ordained, but I am not. Universal Life Church.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that at all.
$20 online, dude. In California, I can perform weddings all day long.
That's interesting.
Okay. Yeah. But she said she was the devil. They said she was possessed. In the Old Testament, they don't talk about it very much, but in the New Testament, they talk about possession pretty often.
Well, in the New Testament, you have Christ coming. You have Jesus coming. And he is saying that he comes to preach, he offers salvation, and he expels demons. So this is not a new dynamic. It is a New Testament truth, and not outside of the Old Testament. It's just that Christ, that Jesus focused more on it in his front when he came and declared and let everybody know he was the Savior. But yeah, it's an old dynamic, and some of that could be mental illness. But you know, you have Legion in the Bible who said, you know, I am, you know, for we are many.
Yes, I remember that.
But I think what happens is that the truth of the matter is that there are people who, for reasonable reasons, believe that evil exists. And there is ample evidence of that. How it exists and how people describe it, to them, it's probably more like it looked like a person I believe to be possessed.
I think what we're going to find out in this, I doubt she was possessed. But I do. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not arguing one way or the other. I'm just simply saying that the whole concept of the demonic and evil is one that's well documented in history and theologically, and some people can choose to believe or not believe. But the reality is that's what they thought it looked like.
I'm going to say that I appreciate you coming in and giving me a little insight on that. I'm going to finish this up with saying this. If someone comes into your home, call 911 and get out of the house.
As fast as possible.
And if you are, again, if you've decided at any point to own a firearm, get training. Because this guy could have easily injured a member of his own family.
And you don't want to rub that in. You know,
I'm not rubbing it in.
And I'm not saying you are. I'm simply saying from a purely objective perspective, you really have to look at dynamics. And sometimes things escalate. And when we have a situation like you said, if you get out of the house, perhaps it doesn't escalate that way. Perhaps you don't wind up having to do more, because when you can't stop someone one way, you wind up trying to continue to do more and more and more. And there's no way to judge this. The police won't have to do that. However, I think your advice is right on the money.
Thank you so much, Dennis Edwards, for coming in and helping me out with this story.
No
this
problem,
is the Home
man.
Show, News Radio, WRVA. Radio, WRBA. Welcome to the home show. 345-1140 is the phone number. Thanks for Dennis Edwards for coming in and chatting with me. People seem to be enjoying those segments. So we will continue to do them. Just want to finish up with this story. Now, understand, way up front, I am not criticizing this family. It was their first night in a new house, and a naked woman broke into their home and attacked them, saying, "I'm the devil." How one would process that, how I would process that, I have no idea. Remember, I'm the guy that has a baseball bat sitting right next to my front door, and I am not afraid to answer the door with it in my hand. It's happened more than once. But I am going to back up a few things on this. So for those people out there, so possibly this won't happen to them. One, I've got a basement. We've already established that. The windows that were in my basement were absolutely a security problem. Anybody could have kicked them in and been in my house in seconds. I replaced those with glass block windows 15 years ago. That helps secure my basement. If you don't want to put in, you know, something that you can't open in your basement, then I would suggest on your security system, if you have one, getting a glass breakage sensor. This is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It can hear glass break and will set off alarms. As much as I love a basement, it is a security spot that you have to be aware of. People don't want to put bars on their windows. I get that. But you do want to secure it, because as much as I love a basement, it's not a section of your home that you go into often. Some people have glass doors down there, you know, leading out to the back of the house. If you can't see it, it's easy enough for someone to sneak in. What was going on with this woman is I have no idea. They said she was as strong as four men. Sounds like drugs. It sounds like some really strong drugs and possibly some mental illness. You know, mix those two things together, and boy, oh boy, do you have yourself a nice little cocktail for somebody losing their mind. Now, the husband did what any husband would do. He's going to defend his castle and his family. I agree with that. Now, the best thing he could have done, again, I'm not criticizing, but the best thing you can do in any kind of situation like this is get out of the house. Run. Call 911 and get out. Let them tear things up inside. Who cares? This person, whatever was going on with her, all three members of the family jumped in to try to stop her, down to their 12-year-old. That's intensity I can't imagine. The man fired 39 shots, which I'm still trying to figure out that. That I'm completely lost on how that happened. And though I know I'm sounding critical, I'm going to say it again. Get out. Run. Remember what we've been saying for a while? Run, hide, fight? They skipped the first two steps. Run first. Just think about, don't worry about property. Stuff can be replaced. If a naked woman is in my house running around screaming, "I'm the devil," I'm leaving. You know, I'm getting out of there. I'm not going to stick around. 345-1140. Taser.
Good morning. Listening to your stuff there, something I've been thinking about for a long time. Police officers put up with this 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Now, if anybody in this world should have PTSD and lose their mind and shoot somebody, it would be a police officer.
You know,
I don't understand why these police officers go through all this abuse that's documented. But but he still could have hit him, or he still could have. Whatever, and they attacked the police.
Taser, I'm going to say this. I had a cop come to my front door recently. They were just walking around the neighborhood talking to people. And I was talking to him about how much better the neighborhood is, because my neighborhood is much, much better. And this young man, there was a grayness in his eyes, because he has worked so many shootings in Richmond. He says, I can't drive around and not go, yeah, it happened there, it happened there, it happened there. And he was maybe 23, 24. So, yeah, yep. I can understand what you're saying. I worry about the mental, you know, the mental health of our police officers when, you know, at that age, that's already in them. It's kind of sad.
But you think about these guys, you know, the officers that work until they're 65. I just don't understand how they can keep their sanity. You know, to me, it's like, you know, once they've been on the job 10 years, they need a break. I mean, if they do something stupid. You know, and kill somebody. I mean, I just think it should be a defense. A defense is a defense for everybody else.
Well, maybe so. And you know what? I'll actually have to get somebody in here as an expert to talk about that, because that's outside. Right. It's outside of my pay grade, Taser.
There you go. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Fun to listen to you as usual.
All right. Yeah, outside of my pay grade. I'm not going to talk about things I don't understand. It doesn't happen. So anyway, I'll finish it up. Get yourself a good security system, okay? Know what's going on in your house, because, you know, who knows what could happen at any time. Security systems are now inexpensive. You know, we got our new sponsor, Wired. They can come. They're going to put a new system in my house. Not that I'm worried. I'm really not. But you never know, and sometimes I travel. So I do, you know, I got a pretty new wife, but she's only 5'1". So I don't think she could take a naked, crazy woman who's screaming, I'm the devil. But there is that. And again, I know I'm beating a dead horse, and there's probably gun advocates out there that are thinking I'm crazy. But I'm going to encourage. I'm not saying you have to. I'm not saying it should be a law. I've already been beaten down that. But if you're thinking about buying a firearm, I want you to do a couple of things. One, remember, it only has really one purpose, which is launching lead. Be it at a target, be it at a person. That's all it does. I want you to make sure you have a place that you can secure that weapon. They make safes now that you can put right next to the bed. The only way it opens is if you put your fingerprints on it. Other than that, it's not going to open, but it opens quick. Make sure your firearm is secured. If I was to break into a house, you know the first thing I would do? Look underneath the mattress. I'm going to find a gun. If not there, it's going to be in your sock drawer. And those of you who are listening, you know I'm right. Two, if somebody breaks into your home, call 911 and run. Just get out. If you can't get out, hide. Fight should be the third thing on your mind. I'm glad nobody, well, obviously the intruder was injured. And I hope, I honestly hope with my all my heart that she gets whatever help she needs, because she sounds like something is not going right in her life. To the family, I hope your house, you know, you clean it up, and I hope you just start making new memories with it, because it's a terrible thing to think. Moved into a brand new house and something like that happens that early on. It's like wrecking a car on your very first day. Oh, terrible situation. All right, my name is Richard McCann. That's McKANN. That's how you can find me on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, it's just one word. Reminding you to go to WRVA.com. Download the Radio.com app. That way you can listen to the show wherever you go. And if you miss any part of it, you can always go to WRVA.com. Download podcasts. And please, if you're a podcast listener, tell your friends. Maybe they'd like to hear it. Huh? Don't be so selfish. Come on, share, people. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 until noon, taking your calls at 345-1140. If you want to email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. Jordan, let's get out of here, son. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. I want to thank Mr. Dennis Edwards for not only keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news, but for helping me out here on the show. I will see you back here at 10 o'clock. That's 10 o'clock a.m. right here on News Radio 1140 WRVA 96.1 FM. Drive safe out there, everybody. See you at 10.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.